makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to enjoy life. Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as the star. Friends, as you know, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is giving daily enjoyment to millions of people all over America. In offices and factories, on farms and ranches, in mines and oil fields, folks find that chewing Wrigley's Spearmint helps them feel better and work better. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum are glad that their product is proving helpful and enjoyable to so many people, and they're glad, too, that they're able to bring you Life with Luigi. Because they know it's the kind of a radio program that millions of Americans enjoy. And now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes about his adventures in America to his Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia. I'm more excited than I've ever been in my whole life. So don't be surprised, Mamma Mia, if this letter look like it was written by Uncle Pietro's goat. The reason I'm so excited is because I'm an inventor of something. That's right, Mamma Mia. And as soon as it's going to be in the history books, another Italian inventor's name with the Marconi. That's going to be Luigi. I guess you're thinking, Mamma Mia, what could a Luigi invent? In America, lots of things has been invented already. Well, that's true. Once the women was to have kitchens full of cans. Along as it comes some smart American, he's invented the can opener. Then another smart American is invented the safety pin. Greatest invention in the whole world for little babies. They can walk around all they want without having to pick up their pants. But now, Mamma Mia, is it time to tell you what I invent. It's a marvelous, Mamma Mia, because it's a good for everybody. And I'm a got idea from a lifetime of fountain pen, which is a go on a right and even after you die. Mamma Mia, you know how summertime your shoelaces break and you can't wear your shoes? That's a happening to everybody. So I'm an event, what I'm a call, the lifetime of shoelace. Yeah, that's right. It's a last forever. And instead of being 27 inches long, it's 2,000 feet long. So when your shoelaces break, you cut off a piece and use. Also, very good thing about it is good for all the color shoes. Because one half is brown, other half is black. And you can cut off from either end. Isn't that wonderful, Mamma Mia? Well, I don't know much about inventions, so I'm going to go to my night school class for advice, and they're going to help me out. Oh, I'm feeling so good. And Mamma Mia, if you see my name in the paper, don't worry, I was not run over, I'm famous. America, I love you. You like a papa to me. Ramos.
All right, class, let's come to attention. Please. I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Present.
Mr. Howard?
Present.
Mr. Olson?
Present.
Mr. Schultz?
Howdy, howdy. Thank you, fellow boobies. There's nothing like a good laugh to break the ice.
All right, Mr. Schultz, that'll be enough. Now, class, our assignment for today was important dates in American history. Mr. Horowitz, what happened in 1803?
1803. Let me see. I figured out a special code for remembering that date. I know it's got something to do with a purchase.
So far, so good.
Sure. My wife once paid $18.03 for a dress, and if I remember right, the dress had igloos all over it. 1803, the purchase of Alaska.
Wrong, Mr. Horowitz.
Spaulding, you're telling me I don't know what kind of dress my wife bought.
Mr. Howard, please.
Wait, you're right. The dress was a Spanish print. So in 1803 we bought Cuba.
No.
Then maybe it was...
Horvath, it's too bad your wife didn't buy at the Bolero skirt. We would own South America.
Please, Mr. Horvath, stop guessing. You should remember your dates for themselves and not by some system of your wife's clothes.
Wait. 1803 was the Louisiana Purchase.
Why, that's right. How did you know it?
Simple. Louisiana begins with a Louis, huh? But Louis, that's a man's name. And I just remember, my wife didn't buy a dress. She bought a pair of slacks.
Hooray for Horowitz, saved by a zipper.
Miss Spalding, if you have any more dates, Abe would like to supply the correct answers without any special formulas, yim cracks, or doodads.
There he goes, the Swedish eager beaver.
Well, thank you, Mr. Olson, but I think I'll call on Mr. Basco. Mr. Basco, what happened in 1876?
1876? Let me see now.
It was a great invention. It helped tie the country together.
Oh, the shoelace.
What?
And if you think that was a great invention, I'm got a bigger one. The lifetime of shoelace, 2,000 feet long.
Him and Luigi, I know we got it inflation, but aren't you overdoing it?
Luigi, of course you're being funny with the shoelace, ain't you?
Well, friends of Miss Spalding, you think this is so crazy, my idea? I was to think America's the biggest country for inventions and...
Well, I hate to sound discouraging, Mr. Basco, but... Well, how practical is your idea?
Well, I don't know, Miss Spalding, but... after all, the people was alive at the lots of inventors when they first started, too.
Yes, that's true.
Sure, Luigi. Maybe you got a wonderful idea.
You heard that right.
Ach, schmei, Luigi. Maybe for 2,000 foot shoelaces, you will go on to make 2,000 foot socks. And then 2,000 foot shoes. And then in a few years, we'll be a nation of octopuses. Smile, everybody. I'm only joking. It wouldn't happen. And Luigi, the best of luck to you, because secretly I admire you for your spirit. Like you say, in America, any invention could be a success, and maybe yours will be.
Well, thanks, Schultz. But that's what I'm going to find out from all of you. How I'm going to make my idea a big success.
Well, I think the best advice you could get, Mr. Basco, would come from a patent attorney.
Patent attorney?
Yes, he'd help you protect it, get a patent, and might even help you to sell it.
Luigi, I was making the most fun. So I'm going to help you with the patent attorney, and then I'm also going to be the first customer.
Me too, Luigi. And me.
Oh, well, thank you, friends. You are so wonderful to me.
Miss Spalding, make another mark in your lesson book for dates.
Yes?
1951. Luigi Basco invented the lifetime shoelace. The greatest invention since the forge.
Hoo-hoo.
Thank you, Mr. Burns. Goodbye.
Well, what did the patent man say? Is he going to take my case?
Yeah, sure, but you got to have it $30 for the patent application first.
$30?
Yeah, Luigi. If you could only forget about that shoelace and invent some way to make money.
Yeah, but I'm a... Hey, wait. Huh? Wait, Schultz, I got it.
Yeah?
Pasquale, he's going to lend me the $30. He's always looking for an investment. He's going to invest in me.
Pasquale? That skinflint? Pasquale wouldn't invest money in a pick and shovel if he was living in Fort Knox.
then you don't think he's going to lend me the money?
Luigi, the only thing he's going to lend you is his daughter, Rosa. And that he only lends for keeps. But wait, Luigi. Wait, I don't want to discourage you. Maybe you can do it. But whatever you do, when you talk to Pasquale about money, don't ask him suddenly. That shock might kill him. Yeah. First begin by talking about the weather.
The weather.
Yeah. Then you switch to politics.
Politics.
Yeah. And then you discuss science, and then you talk about invention.
Then I'm going to tell him to lend me the $30.
Yeah. And then the shark will kill him.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale. It's a nice weather, no?
Beautiful weather, little banana nose.
Pepper says it's going to be sunny all the day.
Could it be, little melon head?
And I wouldn't be surprised if the temperature is going to go up to 80 degrees.
Anything is possible. It's a free country.
Now, take a politics. Pasquale, what do you think about politics?
Well, I'm glad you asked me, Luigi. Shows you know who to ask.
Good. Now, take a science.
Wait, I'm not through with the politics yet. Now, Luigi, I don't want you should unquote me, but I think...
Oh, Pasquale. Pasquale, you certainly smart. Now, you know anything about inventions?
Do I know? What do you want to know?
Well, I'm want to know if a certain someone invented something, would a certain someone be smart enough to invest the money in that a certain something?
I should have thought a certain someone was leading up to a certain something. Luigi, how much you want? What's it for? And I'm sorry, but you ain't getting it.
But, Pasquale, not even if I'm a great invention?
Oh, look who's a great inventor. All right, I'll bite. What did you invent, the little cabbage pussy?
Lifetime shoelace.
Lifetime hoolace?
Shoelace. It's a 2,000 feet long, a black and a one end, a brown and the other. Whenever you need a shoelace, you cut them off a piece.
Black, brown, or whatever you need. Luigi, start all over again.
Well, Pasquale, is like a lifetime of fountain pen, only when...
Oh, yes, I know, only you don't get the guarantee the shoe gets it. Luigi, try to remember, before you left Italy, did you Uncle Pietro's a goat to kick you in the head?
You think I'm a crazy, huh?
No, I don't think you're crazy. But if a man in a white jacket suddenly drops a net on you, Luigi, it's not because he thinks you a butterfly.
Well, all right, go ahead, Pasquale, you laugh, but a patent attorney, he don't laugh, huh?
Patent attorney?
Sure. Mr. Harold J. Burns. He's telling me all I'm going to need is a $30. Just to think, Pasquale, $30 is a stopping of you from making a part of the money.
Listen to the papa's quick talk. Maybe he's got something. After all, I'm see crazy things are happening in America.
Well, it's your last chance, Pasquale, before somebody else gets
it. Wait, Luigi. The business conditions before I take a $30 out of my mattress.
What the conditions?
We go 50-50.
50-50?
Yes, I make out a contract and you sign.
And you give me $30 right away?
Yes.
All right, Pasquale. I take it only because I'm going to get my invention patented, and then I'm going to be American inventor.
Good, Luigi. I'm just like you, only I want to be American millionaire. All right, it's a deal. Shake, partner.
Shake. Oh, Pasquale, is it going to be the start of Vasco Pasquale Lifetime Shoelace Company? A million to satisfy the customer.
Million to satisfy the dollars.
10 million to satisfy the customer.
10 million dollars. 20 million dollars.
Pasquale.
Huh?
Can I have my $30?
Oh, you always thinking about a filthy money.
Before we return to life with Luigi, here's something to think about when you want to enjoy a taste treat between your meals. You know, there are lots of times when you're not really hungry, but still want something to chew on that tastes good and gives you a little pickup. Well, a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum solves your problem perfectly. It isn't rich or filling, yet it does satisfy you. That's because Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum has lots of delicious, long-lasting, real spearmint flavor for you to enjoy. And the smooth, pleasant chewing gives you extra enjoyment. So for a sensible, satisfying treat to enjoy between meals, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. It costs so little and tastes so good. And now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Basco's letter to his mother in Italy.
Well, mamma mia, it's a wonderful what's happening. First, I'm going to give Pat and the lawyer $30. And then after that, I'm going to get another $100 for what they call Pat and a search. This means to find out if nobody else has had a same invention. My father, Pasquale, he's put up all the money because he's not want to lose his first attorney. And then I'm going to get a call just now from Pat's attorney. Nobody has ever had the same idea. Mamma mia, I'm a real genius. Oh, excuse me, here comes my partner, Pasquale. We're going now to Mr. Patton Attorney's office.
All right, Mr. Patton Attorney, here we are, resident million of dollars.
Well, I'm afraid it's not that simple. Everything is coming along fine. Now, the next step is to get a model. Something we can show to a manufacturer. Now, I've gotten the address of a shoelace factory. Go down there and ask them if they can make a model of your shoelace.
Oh, well, that's a good idea, huh?
Now, I doubt if they'll ask for more than $100 for the model.
$100? This whole thing was just going to cost $30, you remember?
Yeah, but Pasquale, is it too late to not to stop? Come on, please, get the money, huh?
Oh, my poor mattress. Already it's starting to sink down to the 1933 level. Well, there's no use at the gripe. See, you started with something, Luigi. I'm going to finish.
Oh, fine. Well, here's the address, gentlemen.
To the shoelace factory.
To the shoelace factory.
Mr. Phillips will see you in a moment, gentlemen.
All right, miss it. Thank you.
Hey, Luigi, I've been thinking. We still ain't got the pattern of the shoelace. If we tell the man what we want, he could go and pattern it himself.
But then you think if we tell him, he would do that?
Yeah, you never can tell. You run across the crooks in a business of two. Which reminds me, Luigi, our 50-50 deal is still goes, eh?
Well, sure, Pasquale. I make a first to 50%, or you'll get a rest.
That's too light. That's too light. Hey, listen, I'll tell you what. When he asks what kind of a model, let him figure it out himself.
Oh, that's a good idea, Pasquale. Hey, we're going to be smarter than him, huh? Oh, you're so smart, Pasquale.
Hey, Luigi, we make a wonderful team together.
Yeah.
Like a Dr. Jekyll and a Mr. Hyde, huh?
Mr. Phillips will see you now, gentlemen.
Oh, well, thank you, mister. We're going to go in.
Well, how do you do, gentlemen? What can I do for you?
Hey, Mr. Phillips, I want you to make me up a model of a shoelace that I'm just an event.
Well, that's very interesting. What kind of shoelace is it?
Yes, sir.
What?
You heard him. Guess.
Well, how do you expect me to make your shoelace?
Well, is it simple? You got a machinery here. Tell a fella he should let a shoelace machine run until I'm going to tell him to stop. Then he's going to cut him off.
Well, he's liable to run for thousands of feet.
Careful, Luigi's finding out too much.
Gentlemen, this is ridiculous. Can you give me a sketch of your shoelace?
Well, a sketch, huh? Well, all right. I'm going to draw the picture only on one condition.
And what's that?
You got to tear it up before you look on it.
Gentlemen, I'm sure other shoelace factories can accommodate you. Good day.
You mean you don't want to make it? The model for the shoelace?
Good day.
Come apart now. Refuse you to talk with the people who's refuse you to talk to me.
Never that crook. See how he almost got the information from him? Then he's make his own model.
Yeah, but Pasquale, please, if you're going to talk, then I'm a kind of do my work. It's all right that we should have met that mother. But I'm getting tired.
You getting tired? It's costing me a fortune. What are you complaining about?
Well, all right. I'm sorry. How many shoelaces have you got tied together?
375. All brown.
And I'm got a 402 black ones tied together. Pasquale, I'm tied to so many knots in my fingers that they feel like they're talking it to themselves.
Luigi, speaking of tying the knots, maybe you're going to tie the knot with my daughter Rosa, huh?
Nothing I don't know, Pasquale. All it was, you're looking for excuses.
All right. I just thought she could help out. I'm going to call her anyway. Rosa! 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 Yes, Rosa, come here, sit down. You're going to help us.
Hello, Luigi.
Hello, Rosa.
Luigi, why are you tying all those shoelaces together?
Well, that's my new invention, Rosa. That's a lifetime of shoelaces.
Oh, Luigi, suppose somebody buys your shoelace and they don't live a lifetime, they get the money back.
Oh, shut up, you man! Luigi, I'm getting a little worried. So far, it's costing me $130 and not counting the $62 for the shoelace.
First, Granny, trying to forget about the money, huh?
I do try, Luigi, but every time I lay down on my mattress, I feel that empty space under my head.
Hey, Pasquale, if you hurry up, we can go today to that big shoe company and maybe sell them the shoe later.
All right. But, Luigi, all I can say is they better buy it or else.
Or else what?
Or else a certain pupsqueak inventor's going to wake up in one morning and find his neck with a lot of strings attached. All right, but Luigi, now remember, Luigi, I'm going to handle the money part of this thing, huh?
All right. How much are you going to ask for the shoelace?
Ooh, I'm willing to settle it for $5 million.
What? That's too much. To me, it's the more important, I'm sure to sell my first invention.
All right. Then what should we ask?
$3 million.
Well, we see. We let them in name of the prize, and then we double it. They say no. We walk out 3 or 4 times. They call us back. We split the difference, and they agree, eh?
Well, how much that's it coming to?
I don't know, Luigi. With all that talking, I just made myself a little dizzy.
All right, gentlemen. The vice president and the president will see you now.
You think he's in the White House? Now, don't forget, Luigi. Let me do all the talking. Uh-huh. Just shake your head and try to look smart.
Hello, gentlemen. I'm Mr. Geiser, president of the Atlas Shoe Company, and this is Mr. Perkins, our vice president.
Hello.
Hello. Well, Juana. Juana, you talk a best friend. Tell me.
You talk, Luigi. I certainly got a laryngitis.
Well, gentlemen, from the Atlas is a shoe company. I've got a new invention that's going to change the whole shoe business.
Indeed? What is it?
A lifetime of shoelace.
What? It lasts for a lifetime?
That's right. And if you don't live it that long, then you're going to give it to somebody else.
Well, we'd like to see it. Do you have a model with you?
Sure, we... We just are not the nobodies. I've got a model. Pasquale, give me the bag.
Sure, partner.
Here.
What? Well, what's this? What company made this up for you?
Oh, we don't trust no company. That's a handmade.
I see.
See? Black on one end, brown on the other. Buy one a shoelace, you set it for life.
I see.
Well, gentlemen, what do you say?
Just a minute. What sort of material would you use?
Material?
Would you use plastic, rayon, silk, or nylon?
Look, you buy the invention. We don't care if you use a barbed wire.
And have you figured out the unit cost of production, including such items as raw material, manufacture, labor, and overhead?
Huh?
Certainly you must have a statistical analysis of the cost of your raw material, the expenditures involved in transporting from the source of supply to the operating plant, and the capital outlay necessary for new tools, dyes, and machinery needed for manufacture. In short, I want a breakdown of your figures.
Well, in a short time, I think your figures has got a breakdown already.
Look, Mr. President, we didn't come here to argue about expenditures and the figures and the statistics.
All we want to do is sell her the shoelace, take her the check, and go home.
Oh, just a minute, Edward. What do you think, Julie?
You can't be serious. It's preposterous.
It seems so, yet you never can tell.
What?
I remember many years ago how you were against suede shoes.
That was
open-toe shoes for women. You said they would never go. Perhaps this is it, but for a few dollars we could protect ourselves if anyone else should come along with something like it. You never know.
Well, J.B.?
Gentlemen, we're interested in your invention. You, sir, are the inventor?
That's it, I think.
How much do you want for it?
$5 million.
What? Just a second, Julie. My offer is $20.
Well, how's about the $1 million?
$30.
Well, we're coming closer together. $35.
$500,000.
What am I talking about? I'll give you 30.
Just a second. Listen, Luigi, you stay out of this. In the 5 seconds, you'll be willing to take anything.
Well, that's right, Pasquale. You don't know how wonderful it is to feel it. Just as the people who want to buy my own invention. And besides, you're going to get a 50%.
Is that so? 50%. Look out of your contract. Here.
Sure. Sure, I'm going to get a 50% and you get the rest.
Yeah, take a good look. Is that a percent sign by the 50 or a dollar sign? Eh?
Well, it's a... Sure, it's a dollar sign.
That's right. You get the first $50 and I get the rest. Take a 50 off a million and I'm a pretty good business man, eh?
Well, gentlemen, let's not argue. I'm willing to come up.
How far up?
$50. That's my last word.
That's my last word or two. I'm a take it.
What?
I'm still an inventor, and the shoelaces in my name. I'm going to sell you, Mr. Shoe Company.
Fine. Just sign this release, and here's your $50.
There. And a thank you.
Wait, you can't hold deal. I lose money.
No. You're not the Pasquale. I wouldn't have let that happen to you.
Huh?
Because I'm got a new invention for you. I'm a just thought, and is it going to make another fortune?
Huh? How?
I give you a free charge, and is it something that's going to change the whole Italian food business?
What is it?
Lifetime spaghetti. So, Mamma Mia, everything has come out of fine. Company is about to my lifetime of shoelace, and your son Luigi is now American inventor. Also, I'm going to give Pasquale another wonderful idea. Lifetime spaghetti, 2,000 feet long. But I'm not think he's going to be able to get a model to show nobody, because he's a boiled spaghetti, and now he's a kind of tie up the pieces together. Also, roses are helping him. And whatever he can tie, she's the eat. Your loving son, Luigi Basco, the little immigrant.
Friends, the makers of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum hope you've enjoyed tonight's episode of Life with Luigi. And they want to remind you that it's always a good idea to have a supply of Wrigley Spearmint Gum in your home. It's a helpful, delicious treat for you and your family to enjoy, and Wrigley's Spearmint is always appreciated when you pass it around to your friends. Then, too, chewing Wrigley's Spearmint gum helps keep teeth clean and aids digestion. So you see, Wrigley's Spearmint is not only good, but also good for you. When you're making up your shopping list this week, remember to include Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. It's inexpensive, and it's an ideal taste treat to have handy in your home. The makers of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to listen next week at this time when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his Mama Basco in Italy. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is directed by Norman McDonald. Mac Benoff writes the script with Lou Dermott. J. Carol Nash is starred as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Jody Gilbert as Rosa, Hans Conried as Schultz, Mary Shipp as Miss Spaulding, Joe Forte as Horowitz, and Ken Peters as Olsen. Music is directed by Lud Gluskin. Bob Stevenson speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.